The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
This coming Shabbos is already Rosh Chodesh Av, and it is only natural that we start speaking about Tisha B'Av. So today's share we'll be trying to define the essence of Tisha B'Av and in what way is Tisha B'Av different than the other three fast days. Arba Tzaymois, four fast days associated with Chorban Beis HaMikdash. And they're all mentioned in the same posuk in the Novi Zechariah in a very positive context. Tzoyim Ravi v'Tzoyim Hamishi, Tzoyim Hashvi v'Tzoyim Asiri, Yihu l'Beis Yehudo, l'Sosoin u'l'Simcho u'l'Moyadim Toivim, u'Emes v'Sholem Ahevu. So these four fast days, Tisha B'Av first and foremost, Shavuos Avodah Zarah B'Teves Tzoyim Gedaliyahu. What is their essence? Avelus or Tshuva? Tanis Lamed Omed Aleph, we learn a braisa. Kol HaMitzvos HaNoyegos VaOvel, Noyegos V'Tisha B'Av. Also, Bachila V'Shtiya B'Rachitza B'Sichah B'Nirsan V'Tashem Shamito, Rashi comments, Kol HaMitzvos HaNoyegos VaOvel, Noyegos V'Tisha B'Av. Also, Bachila V'Shtiya B'Ra'Ovel, eats and Ovel drinks. So in what way is the mitzvah to fast associated with Avelus? Rashi writes, also Bechile Veshtia has nothing to do with Avelus. But the Braisa does gives us the entire package. What are all the prohibitions on a Jewish person on Tisha B'Av? But Avelus is only from Rechitze and on. Chamishu Inuyim, which are Rechitze Sicha, Ne'ilas Sandal, Tashmish Hamito. Chamishu Inuyim that we also find in Yom Kippur, and by an oval, it's Achilles Bosa Vishtias Yayin. So these are Mishum Avelus. But the Rambam writes, very first Aloha Perekei Melchastanius, Yesh Sham Yomim Shekol Yisrael Mesana Behem Ipnei Atzarot She'iru La'avutenu, Kedei La'oirer Halavovois V'Leftoyach Bedarki Yetshuvo. There are days in which we all fast because of tragedy that struck our forefathers. And the Rambam deals with Arbat Soimis, the four fast days that we just mentioned a moment ago. So the Rambam's interpretation is that it is about Tshuva, not about Avelus. And the Chasam Sofer argues in Siman Reish Ches Tshuvas Or Chaim that fasting is never associated with Avelus, only with Tshuva. However, in a very well-known shir, I said many times, and it's printed in Michas Osho Moedem Chelik Beis, I explained there are four different categories of tanis, of fast days. Tshuva, Ritzui, Avelus, and Zecher. I don't want to go over it again. Everybody can learn Michas Osho Moedem Chelik Beis. And my feeling is, if the Braisa says, Kol HaMitzvos HaNoyegos VaOvel, Noyegos V'Tisha B'Av, Osa Bachile, Shtiya, Rechitza, Sicha, then it does have to do with Avelus. The Kavon of Rashi is, but after all, Achile V'Shtiya is not Mitzvos HaNoyegos VaOvel. And if we compare Tisha B'Av to an oval, then Osa Bachile V'Shtiya is not because similar to an oval. But I do argue that it is Mishum Avelus, because the essence of Arbat Atzoimus is tragedy and Avelus. The Avelus associated with Chorma Bayis doesn't necessarily need to have exactly the same manifestations and expressions and halachas as Ovel Al Hameis. Doesn't need to be exactly the same. So the Sam Sofer quotes the Rambam, Lo'oirer HaLevavos. And once again, I don't think there's any contradiction. When we fast on these four tragic days, the fast takes us back to the distant past, Churban Beis HaMikdash thousands of years ago, and we mourn. But the fast also fixes our gaze on the future, on the horizon, from the present to the future. We mourn the Beis HaMikdash of then, and we do tshuva to be zeichu to the Beis HaMikdash anew. Mitablim ala bayis hasheini, and we do tshuva to be zeichu to the bayis hashlishi. I just want to note that even in Hilchas Avelis that I'm remembering, I said every oven needs to do tshuva. Everything in Yiddishkeit comes back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We mourn the Chorban, and we are required to do tshuva to be zeichu to a new Beis HaMikdash. And the same is in Ovel. We mourn a family member that passed away. But if tragedy strikes us, it is HaKadosh Baruch Hu calling out to us, so we need to do tshuva. So there's no stira at all between Avelis and tshuva. Tchilos Avelis v'soifei tshuva. These fast days bring to mind the remembrance of Churban Beis HaMikdash, and we mourn. And mitoichu Avelis, we need to do tshuva, hopefully to be zoicha. Shakodesh bohu yashkin shchinosoi b'tzion. Would there be a difference between Tisha B'Av and the other 3 days? The Tashbit says yes. Chelik Beisim Arishayin Arv, the Tashbit says only Tisha B'Av is Mishum Avelis, but the other 3 days are not Mishum Avelis. And I wonder, but the Novi quotes them all together. It is totally unreasonable that in essence, essentially, there's a difference between Tisha B'Av and the others. They might have different halachas, but not a different essence, not a different mahus. More than that. I learned from Tosfos and the Ramban that Mitzvah Tekonis Neviim, Tisha B'Av and the other three are exactly the same. They're mentioned in the same Pasuk. Tzoyim Arvi v'tzoyim Chamishi, Tzoyim Ashvi v'tzoyim Asiri. So Tosfos and Megillah Daf Hei Omid Beis write a Gevaldig Chiddush. In the days of the Neviim, all four Tzoyimis were not a cycle of 24 hours, just 12 hours. Mi'alois HaShachar Ad Tzeis HaKoychovim. Four tzoymis were not osur berechitza v'sicha v'ne'ilis asandal, only fast. It is only after Churban Beis Sha'ini, when they saw that this terrible, horrific day, Tisha B'Av, is an awful day. It is a day in which we lost both Botei Migdash, Abayis HaRishon and Abayis Sha'ini. It is only then that they added on more chumras on Tisha B'Av, and they instituted that the fast starts not by Elosh HaShachar, but by the Shkia the day before. And they also were mitakan that it's not only enough, also bachile v'shtia, chamishu inuyim as well. The Ramban and Torah Sa'odim has a totally different approach. And the Bishyosef and Tov Kuf Nun quotes the Ramban. Different, but based on the same fundamental assumption, the Ramban writes, Mitzat Kones Neviim, all the four fast days, begin by the Shkia. Mitzat Kones Neviim, they were all osur berechitza v'sicha v'nilis asandal chamishu inuim. It was only in the days of glory in which we build the bayis sheini, and once again we were makrav karbonos, and once again the Kodesh Baruch Hu had a shechin in Yerushalayim, that they were makel by the other three. So what is the common denominator? Tzad ha'shovish ben ha'toses v'ramban. Mitzat konas neviim din achad v'geder achad l'kol arba'at atzoymes. Ve'ein bein zeh lezeh v'lo klum. They're exactly the same. According to Tosfos l'kula, according to the Ramban l'chumra. So there's no room to argue that different concepts, Tisha B'Av is avelis and the other three are not avelis. What the Tashmitz means to say is only in Tisha B'Av are we noyeg dinei avelis. And that's a fact. The other days, all we have is achila v'shtia. The Mishnah Berurah does write that a bar nefesh should be machber all the alad soymis chamishu inuim. But that's just midas chasidus. That's a bar nefesh. So once again, in essence, they are the same. There's a gevaldik achilish in Sefer Nazirus Shimshon. He was a choshev ha'achoin. And he writes, a choyle that cannot fast the entire day, and the doctors tell him in advance, at some stage, noon, afternoon, you need to drink, you need to eat. It is preferable, in halacha, he should eat by night and fast by day, and not the other way around. And that's a gevaldige chiddush. So then Nazir Hashem Shetov Kuf Nun Dalet writes, the Ikar HaTanis is B'yayim. And therefore, it's preferable to be Mekel by night. He should be able to fast by day. Why does he think that Ikar HaTanis B'yayim? L'chayre, this Chiddush is dependent on the Tosis and the Ramban. According to Tosis, it makes sense what he says. Because according to Tosis, the original Tekon was only Me'alus HaShachar Tzeisik HaChovim. That was Tekonus Nevi'im. In the days of Ba'i Sheni, there no longer were Nevi'im. And the Churban Ba'i Sheni was in the days of Chachmi HaMishneh, HaRishonim. It was in the days of Hillel HaZaken. So fasting by day is Divrei Kabbalah, Tekonus Nevi'im. Fasting by night is only Divrei Sofrim. And Tekonus Nevi'im Chomer MeDivrei Sofrim. So it makes sense. One should eat by night and fast by day. But according to the Ran, Lechoyre, there's no room for such a Kiddush at all. Because, yes, the other Dalet Seimus, they were Mekel. But Tisha B'Av stays intact in its original form. And the Nevi'im were Metaken, Leiloi Kiyoimoi. So why would fasting by day be more important than fasting by night? But one could raise a counter-argument and say, the mere fact that the other three tzaymes, they were mekel balaylo, and we fast only b'day, doesn't that prove shayoyim chomer min alaylo? Right, Tisha B'Av, there is no difference. But once upon a time, Tisha B'Av was the same as the other three. So isn't it enough to prove the fact that the chomer were mekel by the other three, that yoyim ikar legabe halaylo? Would one say the same chiddush regarding Yom Kippur? And would we say the fact that Chomer Mekel Balaylo, the Chmira B'Yom, does that prove by Yom Kippur as well that Yom Chomer Min Alayla? Of course not. That's ridiculous. Yom Kippur is Min HaTorah. Yom Kippur is Koreis. That stands apart. And if Leiloi Ki Yoimoi, Din Achad Yesh Lohem, they're both Koreis. They're both Min HaTorah. There's no difference whatsoever between day and night. But Tisha B'Av and the other three Tzoyimis were born together. Same geder, same essence, all associated with Chum Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, it is reasonable to argue the fact that Chachomim were Mekel, Balaylo, proves that Yoyim Chomim and Alayla, even by Tisha B'Av. Because essentially, as we explained before, Tisha B'Av and the other three were born together. Tisha B'Av and the other three, four sides of the same coin. Most coins have only two sides. But on Halacha, some coins have four sides. And therefore, the Pesach of Nazir Hashem should make sense. Lo Mabayel Divrei Tosfos, even according to Ran. But on the other hand, Ein Halacha Kemoisoi. Lo Mabayel Divrei Ran, Afilu Lo Divrei Tosfos. And why is that? Svara Pshuta, as long as you fast, you need to fast. And when the time comes, you could no longer fast than your potter min atzayim. But why would it make sense to eat and drink by night when you're feeling well and you have no need to eat and drink? That doesn't make sense. And therefore, ein halocha kinaziris shimshim. We find a similar question. And the Steichemen has a big contrast in Mareches Yoyim HaKippurim. If a doctor tells a person, Tzom Gedalia and Yom Kippur are very close one to another, just a week between them. If you're going to fast Tzom Gedalia, you can't fast on Yom Kippur. Choose which day you want to fast. And the Steichemen brings Deis Lakan VeLakan. Deis Lavrom maintains, you got to fast Tzom Gedalia because that's the first. If you could fast, you got to fast. When Yom Kippur comes, you'll ask the doctor again. If you can't fast, then you put them in a tzoyim. Meichet eiset the mevat latzoyim that you could fast because of an upcoming one. Oyel Moshe, for instance, he maintains no, because Yom Kippur is far more chomer than Tzom Gedalia. Mevat limit akal mepnei achamur. Even Tzom Gedalia should be able to fast than Yom Kippur. Would that be the same question Leil Tisha B'Av and Yom Tisha B'Av? As long as you could fast, fast. Tomorrow you can, then you can't. Yes, Lachalak, we could argue that these two questions are not interdependent, bein lekula, bein lechomer. Even those that say, eat some Gedalia, you should be able
to call Halashon.
difficult to fast in Yom Kippur might agree that no, but Tisha B'Av, no. Fast as long as you can and eat tomorrow. Because Tzom Gedalia and Yom Kippur are two different days, two different mitzvahs. One minute Torah, one minute Rabbanan. A week separates. They're not the same mitzvah. So it's more reasonable to argue Mehechet Eisat to Mevatel one mitzvah for another. But Leil Tisha B'Av and Yom Tisha B'Av, it's all the same. This is Tisha B'Av. And therefore, that is reasoning that by Tisha B'Av we would say, better to be Mekayim Tisha B'Av Medivrei Kabbalah than be Mekayim Tisha B'Av Elayla, which is only Midrabon, only Medivrei Sofer. On the other hand, there's room to argue, even those that say, you do eat Tzom Gedalia, Kedei to fast on Tisha B'Av, might agree that you don't eat B'Leil Tisha B'Av to fast B'Yoyim Tisha B'Av. Because you eat Tzom Gedalia Kedei to fast in Yom Kippur, because Yom Kippur is Manatoyra and it's Chayav Koros, and it is far, far more important than Tzom Gedalia. The difference between Divrei Kabbalah and Divrei Sofer is not as meaningful and as significant as the difference between Tzom Gedalia and Yom Kippur, which is Achiyav Koras. So these two questions are not Hoba Hotalia, but nevertheless, I want to once again say, Ein Alochik in Azir Shimshin, and it is far more reasonable. As long as you fast, you gotta fast. And when the stage comes, you can no longer fast, then you're potu. But this brings us to an interesting interpretation and argument between Gedoy L'Achroinim. So there are two halachas in which the Shulchan Aruch says, Din Tisha B'Av K'din Yom Kippur. Tav Kuf Nun Gimel Leiloi Ki Yoimoi. All the other fasts, they start Alois HaShachar. Only Tisha B'Av is Yom Kippur. Shkia. The other halachas, Tav Kuf Nun Dalet. U Boris HaManikas Mestanas HaMashlipas B'Tisha B'Av K'mosha Mestanas HaMashlimas B'Yoyim HaKippurim. Pregnant woman, nursing woman. Don't need to fast other fast days. Only Tisha B'Av, like Yom Kippur. However, b'din chayla, Tisha B'Av is very different than Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, it is only if a human life is in jeopardy. Only if it's konas nafoshes. Only a chodesh yesh b'skona could eat in Yom Kippur. Tisha B'Av, every chayla. Every chayla. V'mokim chayli loy gozru rabona. That's the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch, Tav Kuf Nun Dalet. The Aruch HaShulchan and Reb Chaim Brisker and Stenzel both learn from the lashon of Shulchan Aruch. If you're ill, you don't have Tisha B'Av. It's like Hutro, not the Huyo. Story of the Briskarov. And this is so typical because sometimes the Briskarov is very sharp and very cynical. So the story goes, a person once told the Briskarov, my doctor told me I can't fast on Tisha B'Av, but I feel fine. I feel great. So I'm going to try. I'm going to give it a try. Maybe I will, maybe I could fast. So the Tisha B'Av smiled. So the Briskarov smiled and he told him, that's great, but don't forget Kabbalah Tanis B'Mincha Erev Tisha B'Av. That's strange. What the Briskarov meant to say, following the footsteps of his great father, if you want to fast, okay, go ahead. But it's a Tanis Yochid. It's not a Tanis Tzibur. You have no Tisha B'Av. You don't have Tisha B'Av. Because if your doctor told you, you need to eat, then so to you it's going to be a Tanis Yochid. And if it's a Tanis Yochid, Tzorech Kabbalas Tanis B'Mincha. That's an interesting approach. But the Chasam Sofer obviously had a different opinion. Tshuvas Chasam Sofer, Kuf Nun Zayin, Orachayim, the Chasam Sofer says that once he was ill and he had no choice, he needed to eat and drink on Tisha B'Av, and he was misupik whether he could have an Aliyah B'Mincha. And the Chasam Sofer writes, three svaras. I'll skip one and two, because they're not nogeya to today's shiur. The third svara is, a choyle shetzorech lechol b'tisha B'Av cannot eat more than is required, cannot eat more than he needs. And therefore, he is still considered fasting, and he could be yoyle l'tayra. This doesn't go together with the Chaim Brisker and the Briskarov. According to the Chasam Sofer, Chol Hashem B'Sakona has Tisha B'Av. He has Tisha B'Av very much. And he needs to fast. He could only eat as much as is required and not more. So I mentioned the Nazira Shimshon just a few minutes ago. Many years ago, I had an interesting shaila, which is in a way similar. A person came to me in the early afternoon, Tisha B'Av, and he said, I feel awful. I feel that I'm fainting. I am dehydrated. I need to drink. So many times, you're not feeling well, Tisha B'Av, or another fast day. That's what fast days are all about. We need to fast not to feel well. People fast, they don't feel well. And that's part of how you're supposed to feel when you remember Churban Beis HaMikdash. However, when it's extreme, that is a din of a chayla. So this person told me, I need to drink. I'm going to faint. However, I think if I'm going to take a cold shower, I'm going to feel much better and maybe I won't need to drink. Should I shower? That's a fascinating question. Would we be makel berechitza kidei to avoid needing to eat or drink? Is the chitza kal legabe achila v'shtia? And machina noisea kal akal techila. So this brings us back to the Mechloikis Toises and Daran. According to Toises, the original Tekon of the Nevi'im was only fasting. Chamish Uniyim came at a later stage, Bechob Bayis Sheni. So it's reasonable to say, better he should shower, shouldn't need to drink. According to Daran, all four were also Mitzat Konos and Nevi'im Bechamish Uniyim. They were makel by the others, but Tisha B'Av stayed in its original form, and therefore, the chitza wouldn't be kal, the nechila v'shtia. But I'm using the same argument I used 20 minutes ago. Isn't it enough, the fact that by the other three fast days, there were makel b'rechitza, and not b'rechitza, doesn't that prove that achila schoma m'rechitza? I think the argument regarding rechitza and achila is more powerful than leil tisha b'av v'yoymoy. Because Yom Kippur as well, Achila v'shtia chomer tvei merechitza, according to most of the Rishonim, Rechitza and Yom Kippur is only midrabonon. Even those of the Rishonim that maintain its menatoir and Yom Edafai and Ches, there is no chorus only by Achila v'shtia. And therefore, it is reasonable to argue, better to be matzah rechitza than shtia. But that was not my psak. And my psak was, go drink. Because it is a subjective feeling that if I'm going to shower, I might not need to drink. Probably it would make no difference. People need to drink when they're dehydrated. Showering doesn't give you more fluids in your body. Yes, your skin absorbs fluids, but probably he still will need to drink. For the first 15 minutes, first half hour, he's going to feel better, but ultimately in a short while, he will feel the same. So why be over both an rechitza and shtia if you need to drink, you need to drink. You don't need to shower. And that is why you can't shower. And that was ultimately my psak. So we discussed both the essence of the fast days and some interesting questions and shyness on chikle halachas. I want to go back to the very first statement in today's shir. There is no stira between avedas and tshuva. They supplement each other. We fast because we mourn. And when we mourn, we must do tshuva. And that is the very first halacha in Hilchos Tanias of the Rambam. When tragedy strikes, whether it's an individual or community or Klal Yisroel, we must understand that Kodesh Baruch Hu is speaking to us and he's calling out to us, come home, kindalach, come home, do tshuva. And the Rambam has his unique interpretation. The Rambam's understanding is keri is a lotion of mikra, coincidence. So it's very easy. Whenever tragedy strikes, we try to understand what happened. We did so much research to understand the COVID-19 virus. And a miran, we know exactly why it happened, how it happened, and the Perenches and Kalin were built in a reckless fashion. We still don't know why the 12-story building in Surfside in Florida came crashing down. And tragically, tens of Jews were killed, many of them still missing. Yes, there always is a technical explanation. But it is a Kodesh Baruch Hu calling out to us. The Maral teaches us that whatever happens to the world, there is a Sibo, and there is Sibas HaSibo, the direct cause and the indirect cause. So the Gemara says, why do we witness the eclipse of the moon, of the sun, Likui HaMa'oirois? But astronomers could predict in advance, 500 years in advance, when this will happen. So the Maral explains everything that happens in the world has a direct cause, a physical one, a scientific one. But ultimately it is the Kodesh Baruch Hu that planned creation, and he set all the laws of nature into motion. So why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu plan the astronomical system in a way that Ma'oreis Loikim? That is the question. Not the direct, but the indirect cause. Hakal Sofi Vareshus Nesuno. When tragedy strikes, there always is a way to explain why and how. But we need to believe it's Hashgacha Protos. Why did this building implode and not the other? Why did it implode when so many people were in the building and not when they all were out of the building? Why? It is HaKadosh Baruch Hu calling out to us. It's more than 2,000 years, Ma'as Sheposka HaNevuah. We don't have prophets walking amongst us, and nobody knows exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. But we all know He is calling out to us. And my feeling is, when tragedy strikes an individual, it is about you. You need to do tshuva and be better. When tragedy strikes a community, it is also about our communal life. It is not only as individuals, but as communities. Your communities need to be better. So COVID struck the entire people. Tens of thousands of Jews perished. Millions of people perished. But the recent tragedies in Florida, in Miran, are more on the communal level. It's not illness that strikes an individual, and the family needs to come closer to each other, and altogether closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It is the communities as well. So I'm not a Navi, v'loi ben Navi, but we need to be better. And our communities need to be better in many different ways. We give a lot of tzedakah, but tzedakah is not always a reflection of compassion and of caring. We need more compassion in our communities, more caring, more ishes re'eyu yazeru la'ochem yoyim ha'chazak, more decency, and so many different areas, and each and every individual, more Torah, more kavonas atfila, more precious, more kedusha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is calling out to us. La'oirer halavavos v'neftoach bedarkei hatshuv. So the Navi promises, Tzoyma Raviv, Tzoyma Chashuvin, Tzoyma Shviv, Tzoyma Asiri, Yula Beis Yehuda, L'sosan u'l'simcha l'moyedim toivim. When will that be? V'hu emes v'hasholoyim ahevo. You'll be better. You will love emes. You'll love Torah's emes. You'll be mitak n'chorm b'ayis rishim mishum bitul Torah. And you will love harmony and peace and shalom, and you will be mitaken sinas chinim that brought about the churm of Mayashayini. It is then, and only then, that we will be zoicha to divrei anovi, tzoyim aravi, tzoyim achamishi, tzoyim ashvi, tzoyim asiri, yiu lebeis Yehuda, lesosain ulesimchu, ulemoyedim toivim bebias, mushiach tzidkenu, bemheru v'yomenu, amen.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.